Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and I'm flying solo today. I don't have my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor, joining us today, but I've got a great set of guests. First up on the show today is a gentleman who is the Grand Poobah behind the Mud Athlon series of events. Welcome to the show, Jeff Graves.
Hey, thank you so much.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. Mud Athlon was a word that I had not heard until several weeks ago. If you would, just give our listeners a little bit of a feel about what Mud Athlon's all about, would you, man?
Absolutely. Mud Athlon was created a year ago. It's a 3 to 4 mile run, but the challenging part is it's all off-road, and then we throw in 40 different obstacles. And those obstacles can be anything from going down a mudslide to having to run through a creek, climbing up ropes, climbing cargo nets, going through tunnels, going through 100-yard mud pits. So it is it's a chance for adults to be kids again. And it is just it's a mucking good time, as we say.
I love that tagline, a mucking good time. And so what is your demographic? Who are you really targeting with this thing?
Well, you know, when we started, we thought that this is going to be the college-age kid. This is going to be, you know, the 18 to 24-year-old, and we were sadly mistaken with that. I shouldn't say sadly mistaken, because we were pleasantly surprised on who our demographic truly is. The average age of our person is 33. They're professional, white-collar workers, 50-50 male-female. And it's groups of women, housewives coming out that want to have some fun and do something different. It's companies doing team building events instead of going and doing the ropes course or, you know, one of those type of things. It's coming out and being a part of Mud Athlon.
So while the rest of us were playing Cowboys and Indians, Cops and Robbers, you decided that you wanted to run athletic events like this. How in the world did you get in this racket anyway, man?
Well, a long course of a lot of different things from minor league baseball teams and basketball teams to working at radio stations, nightclubs, to comedy clubs, always promotions, and finally ended up doing some running events and really liked that and started my own company and now have one company called Vision Event Management that concentrates on regular running events and then have Mud Athlon that does these wacky off-road fun events.
And I understand that you have a flagship sponsor on the line with us as well. Would you introduce her, please?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great partner in Miles That Matter. Karen Cosgrove, it's on the line with us, and they've just been a great supporter of the event, and I'll kind of let Karen tell a little bit about what her organization does, but pretty neat stuff.
Well, first of all, let me start by saying one of the reasons I got involved with this is that last year I had the opportunity to go to their Chicagoland event and do the event, and I'm certainly not 33 years old. I'm a little older than that, but I went to this event and had a blast. And actually approached Jeff after it and said, we got to do one of these in Cincinnati. And that's kind of how the ball started rolling. And then you take my not-for-profit organization or my foundation, which is an organization that tries to encourage people to get fit or stay fit, and then give back in their community. It just made sense to kind of partner up with an event like this and try and make things happen. And so that's what we're doing, and I'm excited for my end. We have about 40 people right now that are training through a training program that I'm doing for the event, because a lot of people think, and I know a lot of runners out there that think, 3 miles, 4 miles, cake, I can do it. But they're not thinking about those obstacles that are you know, included in this event. So, you know, I came up with a program that really kind of focuses on preparing them for that. And I'll tell you what, I teach boot camps. I've been doing it for about 10 years, and had I not done that, I think I would have had a much harder time doing this event. Still would have had fun. You still have fun doing this either way. But I really want to encourage people to do other things. And the thing I like about what Jeff said was, you know, this is an opportunity for people to be kids again. And that's exactly how I felt being out there. You know, when's the last time you went out and, you know, played in the rain or played in the mud, you know? So it really is a fun event. And you take the charity component with it. Our hopes are is that we're going to raise some money for a friend of ours who is not doing well with cancer right now. So it's a win-win situation, and we love being involved.
Well, it does look like so much fun. How do you get the word out on an event like this? You know, maybe it's a non-issue now that you've been on the High Velocity Radio Show, but up until now, how do you get the word out on something like this and get enough people to join you in competing?
Well, that's that's where Karen comes in and getting different organizations like hers involved and lots of spreading the word of mouth, grassroots marketing. We go to a lot of different running events, big events in the country, and we have a booth there and we promote it. A lot of Facebook stuff happening out there. But it's a lot of grassroots marketing and just spreading the word and hoping the participants from year to year just keep talking about it. This is only our second year, so we're a young event. But last year we had two, one in Indianapolis and one in Chicagoland, and now we're up to four. We added one in Cincinnati and one up northeast Ohio between Cleveland and Pittsburgh area. So it's finding great partners like you guys and people excited about it, and anybody you talk to about this event, they get pretty jazzed up because it's not your everyday running event, it's not your everyday charity event, it's a little different.
Well, this looks to me something like you could really enjoy with your kids. I have one that's just graduated high school. She's going to go off to college after the summer. I have one entering high school. And the oldest one particularly, you know, we're starting to get that feeling like we're not going to get as much time together. And I'd love to go to one of these cities and do this with her. I think it'd be a great opportunity to bond further with her. Now, what are all the cities that you're going to be at that's scheduled right now?
This year we're in Chicago, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Cleveland are the four cities for this year. And then we will expand again next year. But it is, I mean, you touch on a really good point, that it is a great family event. You know, we'll see moms and dads that are getting their kids involved in this. You would think it'd be getting the kids would be getting mom and dad involved, but the parents are as jazzed, or if not more jazzed about it than the kids. And it's wonderful to see a family out there because there's not a ton of different activities you can do, and this is something unique that the whole family can do and have fun. We've had the families even bring their dogs along to participate.
Oh, what fun. Now, Karen, you've actually personally participated in these things as well, right? You've been a participant and run through the mud?
Yes, I participated last year.
Oh, cool. So walk us through that participant experience from the moment you drive up and get out and get your number. What can we expect when we sign up? What can we expect to experience?
Well, I think you can expect to experience a fun time, and I think when I drove up last year to Chicagoland, one of the beauties of that event that day was that it poured down rain before the actual event, which made for some really muddy times out there, so that was a lot of fun. And I actually started in one of the earlier groups because I had this, I kind of had this concept that I wanted to start before there was a lot of people traveling through the mud pits and down the slides and what have you, so it would be easier to do. And I think that was the case, you know, that starting out early made for a little easy time. But there, I just remember at one point I was running along in this grassy area and came to this creek bed and said, oh, I'm going to cross this creek bed. And all of a sudden I started running into the creek bed, and the next thing you knew I was swimming in the creek bed, you know, so which was totally unexpected. You know, got to the other side, pulled myself up some ropes, helped some other people who weren't quite as strong as I was by pushing them up, you know, the ropes. And, you know, and again, these are obstacles that we hope people will attempt. But the other thing that I liked about the event is that we came across different obstacles. And if you couldn't do the obstacles, they encouraged you to just pass the obstacles and go on. But my goal as a trainer is to try and get everybody who's there to really do the things they need to do to prepare for this. so that they can get through the obstacles pretty easily. So, you know, tires, big tractor tires, we were running through those, balancing on telephone poles, hopping over hay, you know, bales of hay. You know, it was just so much fun. It was a blast.
Well, it sounds like there's something there for everybody. And if this is radio, so the listeners can't see this, but let's just say I don't tuck my shirt in often, and I'm not a runner or a trainer. But I get the feeling that I could go to an event like this, and I'd be accepted, and I'd fit in, and I could have every bit as good a time as the barefoot Kenyan, you know, 3 miles in front of me.
Absolutely, you can. And what, you know, it's more than just the event. What's different about this is a typical running event where you would have Kenyans or, you know, even a 5K, is we don't send everybody off at one time.
Uh-huh.
We send people off in waves. So as Karen mentioned earlier, she went off in one of the earlier waves. Every 15 minutes, we send off another 75 to 100 people. So you're in your own small group. You guys go off. As Karen mentioned, there's some obstacles that are more difficult. We encourage people to work together, you know, work with the people in your group. If there's something, you know, you need some help up with, well, maybe the person behind you is going to just start pushing. Or the person that went up above you will, you know, give you a hand and help you finish it. So we want people to walk away with a real self feeling of self-accomplishment at the event. And then when you're finished, there's still a lot to do. We will have bands playing all day. As part of your registration, we do a cookout. So we've got burgers and brats going. There's beer flowing for those who want to take advantage of that.
you just sold me.
Everybody gets a bandana. We give everybody we call them our rehydration devices, better known as a beer mug, for everybody after the event. And then there's different vendors there doing fun things. Some events, we've got the Army out there with their rock wall. Some events we'll have dodgeball, mud dodgeball going. We'll have tug of war. And so it's made to just be a fun day. We've got showers, so people always ask, hey, after the event, oh, I don't want to get back in my car like this. Well, we definitely encourage people bring a change of clothes and plan on throwing your shoes away, because you're going to need them duct taped on your feet or the mud will suck them right off. So it is, it's a chance to, if you're not an early bird riser, do the 2 o'clock heat, you know. So it offers something for everybody.
Well, it really does. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and then the whole team concept is really, really nice. So if, you know, if somebody out there listening is thinking about, hey, I'd like to do this with my buddies, gather them up, you know, create some type of fun team and sign up to do this. And I think having that group of people that you're doing it with, you know, people you know or whatever, you can do a lot of that team bonding and team helping each other. But again, it's such a blast, and the way that they have it set up to do this, you know, encourages, you know, the not so fit as well as the fit to do it.
Now, both of you are entrepreneurs, I take it. And Karen, this is your business, this Miles That Matter. This is what you do for a living, yes?
Yes. I train people to get fit, and then the other component of it, of course, is the foundation. So I think I try and connect with people and get them to think about their body, mind, and spirit. And basically, you know, you got to take care of yourself first. So it's important to make sure you're doing things that are good for your health. And then on top of it, adding that little component. You know, think about all the disasters that have happened in our country over the past year. So, you know, doing the things that you can do to make a difference. That's my philosophy. And I love what I do. You know, it's a blast to do what I do.
Well, being one of those folks that pays the fat tax every month, I pay the gym every month. They hit my credit card, but I haven't darkened their door in a little while, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that has this challenge. I find myself, I'll get all kind of geared up, and my wife and I will both go down. We'll work out for several days or even a few weeks, and then, you know, it just sort of tapers off. What advice, if any, do you have to offer folks that find themselves in that same cycle?
I think one of the reasons why Miles That Matter is so successful is the team camaraderie, the team bonding, the support system. The other thing is in the summertime, doing these boot camps for events like the Mudathlon, it gives people the opportunity to get away from the gym and do some kind of a different, not so mundane type exercises that are a lot of fun. But I really honestly believe finding a group of people that become your support system, that hold you accountable and get you to show up, is the way to go. And that's basically what Miles That Matter is all about.
Well, both of you must sleep really well at night, because, I mean, the work you're doing has got to be incredibly rewarding when you see people having that much fun, bonding with people in their family, they're getting fit. I can't imagine a more rewarding career. Jeff, you must have a blast doing this stuff.
Yeah, we do. You know, you see people just smiling, having fun out there and doing something a little bit different and challenging to themselves. So it is a lot of fun, but with all that fun comes a lot of work goes into producing these events. So we enjoy it.
And, you know, and again, Jeff, if I might add, you know, being a person who knows what you're going through right now, trying to, you know, put these four events together and how much work it takes, you know, another way to be involved, if you don't want to go sliding through the mud, but you have a family member who's going to do the event, you know, come to the event and help us put it on, because it's the volunteers that help make these events successful.
Well, and I love this team, this team concept. Say more about that, either or both of you. Say more about this team incentive thing. That really sounds like a great idea.
Well, teams are something that we've really been doing more of right now. For instance, in our Indianapolis location, we have a team name contest going on. And let me tell you, there are some pretty creative team names that I don't think are probably appropriate for radio. But teams we do incentives for the team captains. If they get 10 or more people on their team, we get them a Mudathlon in training shirt. If they get 20 or more on their team, we give everybody another drink when they finish, be it a soft drink or a beer. If a team gets 30 or more on their team, we provide them with a free tent for their team to gather in at the finish. And then we do special timing awards for teams. We do best team costumes. So there's just lots of fun. And, you know, we've had teams that are bachelorette parties out there.
How fun is that?
So it's, you know, it's something different. We have people that celebrate their birthdays doing this. So, I mean, it's just a lot of fun and a great thing to do as a group or as an individual.
I have family.
You know, I might add to that that we do have a team in Cincinnati. There's a woman who's doing our boot camp in Cincinnati who's actually the bridal party's going to do the event. It's kind of her bachelorette her bachelor party. So, you know, he's right when it comes to, you know, trying to find creative ways to do something different, and this definitely is a way. I tried to encourage her to wear her wedding dress, but she wouldn't go for that.
But though, that is so creative. I have family in Cincinnati, and plan A is I think I'm just going to take my crowd, drive up, spend the night at Charlotte and Howie's, maybe recruit them, and we'll all join. But plan B, if for whatever reason we can't make that work, I'm just going to register them and I don't know, sponsor them or whatever you might call it. That is just so much fun.
It is, and we'd love to have you. And you know, once somebody has done this event once, they're hooked on these things.
I'll bet they are. I bet you have a lot.
Yeah, every location is a little bit different because of the landscape of things. So it makes for a really you know, you've done one, that doesn't mean you've done them all, because every place is different.
Yeah, like playing a different golf course, right? That's really cool. Well, listen, before we let you go, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with both of you and learn more about your work. So I'd like to start with Karen, if we might. Karen, if you'll make sure that our listeners know how to get to your website or reach out and contact with you and learn more about your work. And then if we could wrap with you, Jeff, talking about the upcoming events and the best way to get involved.
Well, if you want more information on Miles That Matter, go to the website at milesthatmatter.com. You can also email me at karen@milesthatmatter.com and ask away any questions that you have, and I'd be happy to help.
Terrific.
And as far as far as Mudathlon, the best place to learn about Mudathlon is at mudathlon.com, and that's M-U-D-A-T-H-L-O-N, mudathlon.com. And it tells about the obstacles, it tells about the courses, it tells about each of the locations. Some locations have camping, some locations have volleyball. You know, everyone's just a little bit different. So, and it gives all the dates and pricing and all that kind of good stuff.
Terrific. Well, it has been an absolute delight having you both on the show. And what we'd love to do is have you come back after one or more of these events and kind of give us a post-game report, if you would. Would you guys be up for that sometime?
Definitely.
Terrific. Well, great job, guys. Until next time, this is Stone Payton. Our guest today, Jeff Graves with Mudathlon and Karen Cosgrove with Miles That Matter, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.